Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
The Juice on the Cuse podcast is presented by Bet Online, your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's promo code BELIEVE. Bet online, the game starts here. It is the Juice on the Cuse podcast. Wes Chang alongside Brad Bierman. Thanks as always for joining us on this Wednesday, June 5th, 2024. Plenty to talk about on today's show, including a new commitment for the Syracuse basketball team and the beginning of official visit season for football. And that's where we begin our show. Syracuse hosted over a dozen recruits on official visits, many of them committed, some uncommitted over the weekend, and then hundreds more as franchise elite camp got underway on Sunday. Brad, taking a look at all the recruits that were on campus over the weekend, some of them even earning offers, other of them inching closer to commitments, what were your takeaways?
Well, Wes, it's still mind-numbing just how fast everything's transpired. And I know I'm saying that a full 6 months plus after Fran Brown has come aboard in December, it's still head-spinning. I mean, all the activity, you know, you can just start with the fact that, you know, when you look at the 2025 verbal commitment list, 19. I mean, this has never really happened in Syracuse football annals that I can remember, that far in advance to get that many verbal commitments, and then add to that the quality of athlete. You know, two of those 19 are definite four stars at this point, including a quarterback and a defensive lineman. I mean, those are the two key positions on this year's team. So when you see that for a quarterback out of Texas, a D lineman out of the Philadelphia area, I mean, that just foretells, you know, what's ahead and the quality of athlete that's coming on campus and getting verbal commitments. Then the other thing that really sticks out to me, Wes, is, you know, you can play this trivia question: what did Georgia, Alabama, and Texas have in common heading into this recruiting summer? They're all behind Syracuse in the rivals' rankings for the teams. I mean, it's just amazing, sitting at number 8. Again, unprecedented. So when you're seeing it from, you know, a macro view here, it's just incredible the work that Fran Brown and the staff, how they have this all lined up for the visits, the elite camp. And then I also noticed Syracuse sitting at 8, Rutgers at 9 on the Rivals team rankings, Penn State at 10. That says to me, of course, we're going to see a lot of the same players being recruited, keeping them in the Northeast and New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania area, in addition to Syracuse going out to the recruiting hotbeds like Florida and Texas and other states. So just incredible sitting at number 8 for the team rankings in 25. And I know you've had a chance, Wes, to speak to so many of these recruits, and you've heard so many common themes. But number one, what jumps out to me is just the positivity in the initial reactions, you know, when you're catching up to them and they're speaking to other members of the media or on social media of their own accounts, the positivity and the good things being said about the program.
So, Brad, a couple uncommitted recruits on OVs included Jaden Mann and Blake Beelin. They're both out of Cardinal Hayes in the Bronx. I had a chance to speak with the two of them, and I think Syracuse really made a good pitch to both. Blake telling me that Syracuse is, quote, high on my list, end quote, after the visit, and he wants to make a decision by July. Interestingly, Syracuse also offered his brother, quarterback Rich Beelin, shortly after the camp, and he says that Syracuse is in his top 5. So, as for Mann, he put Syracuse in his top 3. He said he really enjoyed speaking with his host, offensive lineman John Ray Reed. So, Syracuse very much alive for those three recruits coming out of this weekend. And again, this speaks to Fran Brown's philosophy of wanting to keep the best players in state with all three coming from Cardinal Hayes. This is a trio that Syracuse has really prioritized. And we're going to move on to the actual product that will play on the field this fall. Brad, we're only a few months away from seeing the beginning of the Fran Brown era on the football field. What does success look like for this team in terms of wins and losses?
Numbers are going to be important, and start with the wins and the losses, because that's what ended up costing Dino Babers his job. The mandate last year was to get to 7 wins before the end of the regular season. He didn't succeed. So going into this year, of course, there's no pressure on a first-year head coach who's building the program from scratch. But with the influx of talent, not only in the portal and then in recruiting in the early and late period, and then the expectations that have come along with that, the hype that comes along with that, you'd have to say that the minimum expectation from a one-loss standpoint, looking at the out-of-conference schedule, those 4 games, and then the ACC games, that you'd want to be at a minimum of 8 wins. I say that only because, you know, 7 was the mandate number last year. You always want to do better than the year before, even with a new coach, even with different personnel on the field, a different coaching staff. All of that really, of course, matters. But I think it has to be in that range, Wes, because of the expectations and hype. And in this day and age of instantaneous gratification, I think if you don't hit what's perceived to be the minimum standard, then there's going to be a lot of disappointment. 8 wins, I guess, is my short answer to the question.
So, Brad, I have a lower threshold here in what makes a successful season, especially for a first-year head coach who's never been a primary coordinator before. I think a bowl game is really the goal here, and I think there's a very clear path to 6 wins here. ESPN rated Syracuse's schedule as the easiest among the Power 4 schools, and when you look at the 4 non-conference games, it's easy to see why, with Ohio, Holy Cross, UNLV, and UConn. There's no reason why Syracuse can't beat those 4 teams on strictly a talent standpoint, and Syracuse avoids Florida State and Clemson in the ACC schedule this year. So their toughest games come at NC State hosting Miami, and they play at California and host Stanford. Those two programs who are new to the ACC are in down periods. Then you have those coin flip games against Boston College and Pitt. So I think my bar, again, is lower at 6, but I could easily see 8 or even 9 wins. That's on the table considering this schedule.
I think I can see that. I expect a little bit more. Again, I guess the big caveat, of course, is what affected the Dino Babers teams are the injuries. At this point, without the players that are coming in August before the season training camp, you know, the talent level has been greatly improved to the point, can they withstand what's going to happen, our injuries? And you know, you look at last year, I think it was up to 8-9 by November, key players, starters or key special teams players. And if you look at that, Wes, and even take half or call it 5 key injuries going into November this year, I think this team is going to be better equipped to sub players in at the second unit who are seeing a lot of time, there may not be as big a drop-off as in past years. That's something, of course, we'll have to see. And schedule does – I like how it plays out. I've always been big on starting at home and ending at home. Well, this year the first two games are home and then some, and then the last two games are home. So that helps a little bit on those bookends.
So we talked about Syracuse having its elite camp over the weekend. We will speak with one of those players who competed at that elite camp. Victor New York's very own 2027 athlete, Victor Young III, will join us on the other side of the break. This is the Juice on the Cuse podcast.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Back on the Juice on the Cuse podcast, Wes Chang here with you. Victor New York is just outside Rochester, about an hour west of Syracuse, and one of their top athletes just had a chance to compete at Syracuse's elite camp over the weekend. We are thrilled to be joined by 2027 athlete Eric Young III today. Eric, thanks for the time, and we will get you started in this one. How was Syracuse's camp, and what did you think of it?
I thought the camp was really nice. I had a lot of fun competing, and the coaches were so nice to me, so I feel like I just had a great time.
So what was your favorite part of that camp?
My favorite part was probably getting the ball around, catching it, one-on-ones, like competing with everyone, which is probably the best part to me.
Eric, which were the coaches you worked with the most on Sunday?
Coach Maddox was a big one. He's probably one of my favorite coaches. And then Coach Ross was also another coach that I talked to a lot.
Okay, let's start with Coach Maddox. What did you talk about with him, and what did you work on?
We just talked about footwork and getting in and out of my breaks faster, a lot of routes. He had a lot of feedback on my routes, which was a big help for me. So I just feel like he helped me in that aspect.
Okay, so you play both wide receiver and defensive back at Victor. What do you prefer at the next level?
I just like to be athlete any way I can get on the field, but I like the offensive side of the ball, but I feel like my defensive side can be a big factor. I feel like I can make plays on both sides, but it doesn't really matter wherever I could fit in.
So with Coach Ross Douglas being the wide receiver coach at Syracuse, what did you speak about with him?
He just said keep working hard. He liked everything I had going for myself so far. So he just said keep working, and he'd be excited to keep in contact with me. Stuff like that.
And with Fran Brown, I know you had a chance to meet the head coach. How did that meeting go?
Coach Fran Brown was really nice. Nicer than most head coaches. He was pretty straightforward. He got straight to the point, mostly everything. And he was really, really a nice coach for me, at least.
Eric, I know that Syracuse was your first camp of the summer. Where else are you planning on heading?
I'm planning on going to Penn State. If UB has any more, probably like Michigan.
So, Eric, playing from Victor, it's about an hour away. You've been to Syracuse before, right?
Yeah, I've been to Syracuse multiple times. But we have, actually, our Victor first game is in the Syracuse Dome against CNS. So get in there beforehand and talking to all the coaches was a big help for me.
So being a guy that grew up right outside Syracuse, what's the buzz like in Victor and among the other recruits with the new coaching staff and where the Syracuse program is headed?
It's a big buzz going around everywhere. It's a really the talk around all the football heads and like everyone who plays. It's really a big buzz around that. The new coaching was a big thing. Even my coach was talking to me about it, how I felt about it. But I feel like Syracuse has a really good thing going.
So, Eric, did that camp change your perception of Syracuse? You know, as in, after walking away, did you feel better about how you view Syracuse?
Yeah, I feel like I feel better about my recruitment after walking away from it. I already had a high perception of Syracuse, but walking away from that camp, I think it's pretty higher.
So, Eric, as a freshman, so impressive to come into varsity and play both sides of the ball, playing wide receiver on offense and playing defensive back on defense. How was that for you?
I had to get used to a little bit, but it was really fun. I feel like I had a lot of fun out there, but it's a lot at first, but once you get used to the game and everything that's going on, it gets much easier.
Eric, tell me about the skill set you showed at Syracuse's camp and the type of wide receiver you are.
I like to be in the slot a lot. Free releases are probably one of my favorite releases. Just working the slot, getting those mismatches, and getting those like cross the middle throws from the quarterback is probably one of my favorites.
And I know your preferred position is wide receiver, but tell me about what you bring as a defensive back.
Defensive back, actually, I love playing defense, so I don't even think I have a preferred position, but defensive back, I would say I'm more like an off-man guy, but I can play a press man pretty well. But I play off-man like at 7x2, so that works for me.
Eric, we'll get you out of here on this one. What are you looking to show this fall, and what's the biggest improvement you're going to show this season?
Just playmaking. I feel like this year I'll prove that I could, when I have the ball in my hands, I could really make a big impact. And then defensively, I can make a really big impact on defense also, with whether it has to do with hitting or just catching picks. But I feel like I can be an all-around player. And I feel like this year will prove to everyone that I'm a playmaker.
Eric, thank you so much. Good luck to you this fall.
All right. Thank you so much.
Eric Young, ladies and gentlemen. So he competed at camp on Sunday. He tells me he'll be back on Thursday to compete at Syracuse's night camp. It's going to be a big summer for him as he starts to get the high major attention, and all the best to him. We'll have to see how his recruitment progresses. We'll take a quick break and wrap things up on the other side. This is the Juice on the Cuse podcast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Welcome back to the Juice on the Cuse podcast on the Rivals.com and Believe Networks, joined by my longtime companion, Wes Cheng. I'm Brad Bierman. And Wes, I was thinking a little bit more about football, and in this case, a past Syracuse great, Pro Football Hall of Famer Marvin Harrison, who is on the ballot now for the seventh time on the College Football Hall of Fame ballot for 2025, which came out this past week. And it's kind of amazing that it's seven times, maybe seven's the lucky number for Marvin Harrison to join five other Syracuse football greats to be in both the Pro Football and College Football Halls of Fame. They are Jim Brown, Larry Zonka, Art Monk, Floyd Little, and Dwight Freeney just this past year making a Pro Football Hall of Fame. So, Wes, after a four-year career in which his senior season, he was a first-time All-American. He ended his SU career with a bang and a 41-0 shutout of Clemson in the Gator Bowl, teaming up with freshman quarterback Donovan McNabb for seven catches for 173 yards. That is still a yardage record for Syracuse in bowl games. And then the 19th pick of the 96 NFL draft by the Indianapolis Colts, teaming up with the great Peyton Manning for a Hall of Fame career for both of those players. Probably the greatest duo in pro football history. But time is due, Wes. Time is due for Marvin Harrison to finally be recognized for the great special teams player he was in the Big East era, and then first-team All-American as a senior, and join those five other Syracuse greats in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Brad, what a career Marvin Harrison had at Syracuse and the pros with the Colts. And just in the sign of the times of how old we are, how about Marvin Harrison Jr. getting drafted by the Arizona Cardinals? And Brad, I'm going to move to my closing thought, which is on Syracuse basketball receiving a commitment from Georgia State transfer guard Lucas Taylor on Tuesday. Former Wake Forest transfer averaged 14.5 points on 35% shooting from downtown this past season for Georgia State. I really think it's a very nice depth piece for Syracuse to have a 6'5" wing come off the bench and really add some scoring punch. That's it for us. For Brad Bierman, this is Wes Cheng. You've been listening to the Juice on the Cuse podcast presented by Bet Online and Believe, and we will see you next time.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
no one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.